Welcome. This is the Real Estate Investing Mastery Podcast.
How would you get started in real estate investing in 2024? I'm going to show you what I would do. And this is very, very simple and easy. Whether you're a realtor, you're an investor, whether you're doing residential real estate or commercial real estate, you're investing in houses or vacant land, pay attention here, all right? So let me share with you something first. As I sit down here with my laptop, because I got some cool notes that I'm going to share with you, I do a workshop every Saturday where I actually go into a brand new market and I pull back the curtain and I show you what I would do in a brand new market, specifically for vacant land investing, because that's my favorite strategy to invest in these days, all right? So if you want to join me on my next Saturday workshop, and I do these live, go to joemccall.com/Saturday, all right? And in there, I let the audience who is with me live pick a state, pick a county, pick some zip codes, and I actually start diving deep into these areas. And I may have never done deals there before. I don't know. You guys pick it for me. And then I go through and show you how to find the buyers, how to find the sellers, what to say to them. And then we actually go and make offers live in this three-hour workshop. So come join us. It's only $7, joemccall.com/Saturday, all right? So what would I do if I had to start all over again, if I was brand new and I was wanting to do real estate investing right now in 2024? And again, it doesn't matter if you are a realtor or an investor, if you're doing houses, if you're doing vacant land, if you're doing residential or commercial, this is all that matters. And this is the most important skill that you can know if you're in real estate, all right? You ready? You need to learn how to become a deal finder. You need to learn how to become a deal finder. It's really important. We're not deal creators. We're deal finders. And that is the most important skill, how to find the deals. Doesn't matter if you're a good contractor, if you're a rehabber, if you're a good landlord, if you don't have deals to rehab, if you don't have properties to rent or manage, right? It doesn't matter. You need to learn sales and marketing. And that is the most important skill. I've always said this, you know, many times. We're not in the real estate investing business. We're in the marketing business, right? And sales is the million-dollar skill. In my mind, marketing and sales, kind of the same thing, but they're kind of the same, isn't it? It's learning to find where is the money, where is the demand? And so that's the first thing I would do if I'm in a new market. And I'm going to show you on my laptop here in just a minute kind of how I figure this stuff out. But that's the most important thing, is understanding where the demand is. And then once you find out where is the money, then it comes to just get on the phone and start talking to people. All right, so I'm going to show you real quick how to find the best zip codes. If, let's say you're doing houses, all right? And this could be for, again, if you're an investor or a realtor, doesn't matter. How do you find the demand? Where is all the money going? And that's where we're going to start. We don't want to do spray and pray marketing where we're just praying and spraying all of this marketing out there hoping to find some motivated seller. We want to be laser focused in our deal finding. We want to go find the deals where there's money, where there is demand for that. And it's really easy to do. One of my favorite tools is ListSource. And with ListSource, it's free to get an account. So we're going to pretend like we're going to buy a list, okay? So I'm going to go here to ListSource and I'm going to go to Investor Foreclosure Services right here. I'm going to click on Absentee Owner. An absentee owner is anybody that owns a house that doesn't live there, okay? So the mailing address where the tax bill is sent is different than the property address, right? And let's just say where I'm in St. Louis, Missouri, let's go see where in St. Louis County are the best zip codes where most of the investors are buying properties right now. And you can do the same for retail buyers. I'll show you that in a minute. But for now, we're going to do where are the investors buying properties. And I'm going to go to county. I'm going to select state. And I'm going to choose the county that I'm in right now, St. Louis County. Bring it over here. And this just takes a minute. And again, this is free. You don't have to have a, this isn't costing anything right now. But there's 41,940 absentee owners, properties in St. Louis County right now. Then I'm going to go to click next. And then I'm going to say single family residences and 1 to 4 units. So that's townhouses, duplexes, triplexes, quads, single families, et cetera. I'm going to scroll down again. And I'm going to say purchased in the last, let's do 6 months. Last 6 months, 1,390 transactions in the last 6 months from investors in this area. Cool. And then I'm going to click next. I'm going to scroll down and I'm going to say corporate owned properties here. I'm going to say no preference. What that means is I don't care if it's an LLC or if it's a trust or an individual that bought these properties. I don't care. They're an absentee owner. Okay. And then I'm going to pretend like I'm purchasing the list. and I go here to purchase partial list, and then I'm gonna go here to custom selection, criteria, I'm gonna choose zip code. And bada boom, bada bing, check this out. Right here in this table are all the zip codes in St. Louis County, and you can see how many transactions have happened in the last 6 months, all right? So what I'm gonna do here is I have a spreadsheet, and I'm gonna open that spreadsheet up real quick. Next thing I wanna do is I'm gonna copy all of this data on this table. Now notice there's 45 of 45 rows here. If there's multiple pages, you have to copy all of the text that I'm gonna show you for each page, all right? But anyway, there's only 45 zip codes in this county. I'm gonna highlight everything here, and I'm gonna copy it, and I'm gonna paste it in this spreadsheet right here. And then I'm gonna copy these, copy, and I'm gonna paste them into this tab right here. By the way, if you want this spreadsheet, you can get it at simplelandkit.com, simplelandkit.com, it's free. So what this thing just done did now is it sorts over here all of these zip codes and ranks them by total transactions. You see that right here? And so if I now look at just these zip codes, I'm gonna highlight them in yellow here, in these seven zip codes of the, how many zip codes are there? Of the 45 zip codes in St. Louis County, these seven zip codes right here are where at least 50% of all the transactions are happening, all right? So instead of spraying and praying the entire county, let's just focus on these six or seven zip codes, because that's where we know most of the activity is happening. Now you can do the same thing for retail buyers. That was just me doing it with investor buyers. If you go to here to back to list source, you click create your own. We're just gonna look at all the properties, and I'm going to, for geography, select county again. Let's pick Missouri. Let's go into St. Louis County, click add. All right, then I'm gonna go to property, select criteria. I know I'm going through this fast, just pause this video. Then I'm going to do property type first, and I'm gonna do single family, right there, SFR, single family residence. Then we're gonna go to last market sale date, and let's do last 3 months, 2100, right? And let's go to options, and I'm gonna exclude corporate owned properties because I just want regular retail buyers. And I'm gonna do owner occupied. All right, owner occupied, corporate owned, exclude. You can see there's 1700 transactions in the last 3 months. I'm gonna pretend like I'm purchasing the list, purchase partial list, custom selection, group by criteria by zip code, right? And then you do the same thing. You just copy all of this data, or you could just take a pen and paper and write down all these zip codes and see which zip codes have the most transactions in them, all right? But now that you're in the spreadsheet, what I wanted to just show you was you want to focus in on the zip codes where majority of the activity is happening. And you can see here, 63136, 63031. These are going to be more blue-collar, median-priced zip codes. This is where investors are buying properties to either fix them up and sell them or to rent them out as a landlord. So if I'm going to be finding deals, I want to make sure I'm looking for the deals in the places where the investors are. So that's for houses, okay? And again, if you want this spreadsheet, just go to simplelandkit.com. Now, let's say you're doing vacant land and you want to know where is the demand? Where are all these people looking for vacant land to buy? I like to start with landwatch.com, all right? And I'm just going to click on the orange button. It shows me the map of the entire U.S. here. I like to focus on cheaper land because there's just more demand for it, all right? And I'm going to click show me all the properties, the vacant lots in the United States that are under 150 grand. Now, LandWatch is owned by land.com, which owns all of the websites that are the most popular websites where people go to buy land or sell land, okay? And you can see right here, Florida is very popular, Texas, North Carolina, Arkansas, Georgia, California, Tennessee, and Arizona, et cetera. And so I'm just gonna focus on the most popular states where most of the transactions are happening. And you know, we could go into Florida, for example. What I want you to focus on here is get a list of the most popular states, the most popular counties, the most popular zip codes, and then go dig deeper into them and figure out, is there demand here? All right, so anyway, you can see in Florida, the Southwest region is right now the most popular area, then the Central West region, then the Central region. And if you scroll down, guess what you see right here? Lee County, Charlotte County, Marion County, Citrus, Sarasota, et cetera, et cetera. This is where the demand is. And now, if I scroll down a little bit more here, I'm gonna select the button here called sold. Now, these aren't sold from county records. These are just properties that were advertised on land.com websites and marked as sold, okay? And here again, you can see Lee County, Charlotte County, Marion County. Now, the next step I'm going to do, now that I know, all right, well, these are the most kind of popular counties. Let's see where the most sold transactions have happened in the last 3 months. And you can do this in Zillow or Redfin. Let's just go to Redfin real quick here, and let's look at Lee County, Florida. All right, I'm going to type that in, Lee County, Florida. Okay, now we're going to look at solds. Let's go the last 3 months. And we're going to look at home type, land only. Okay, so now you can see there's 2,685 vacant lots that have sold in the last 3 months in Lee County. That sounds like to me, there's a lot of demand here. There's a lot of people looking for vacant land here in this county, right? The other county was Charlotte County. Let's check that out. The county right north of there, 1,377 transactions. Now, I know some of you are saying, well, Joe, what about competition? That means that there must be a lot of people there trying to do the same thing I'm doing. You know what? Competition doesn't matter. Now, you may have to talk to more sellers, make more offers, do more marketing. But guess what? When you do get a deal in these areas, and you will, you're going to sell them lightning fast, and you're going to sell them for higher profits than you would in other counties because there's so much demand. That's why we want to be like a little flea on the elephant's back, right? We want to go where the money is. That's where we want to go. So Charlotte County is a great county. And so you just do the same thing. If you click on this See More button, you can see a list. Get right down the top 20 counties and do what I just did in Redfin or Zillow and see which of the counties have the most sold transactions, right? Now, why are we doing this? It's always easier to sell buyers what they want instead of what you have. I use this analogy, maybe it's kind of dumb. Let's say you're walking around in Times Square in New York, right? And you've got this bowl of spaghetti, and it's the best spaghetti in the world, right? Like you paid a 4 or 5-star Michelin chef, whatever, to make the spaghetti for you. And you go walking around and you're trying to sell the spaghetti to people, and you know they're hungry, but they're like, no, I'm not interested. First, they think you're weird, and they're like, why is he selling spaghetti? But what if instead you went around and you put on your DoorDash or Uber Eats uniform and you walked around and you said, hey, are you hungry? Do you want something to eat? I'll go get it for you, right? And they're like, yeah, I'm hungry. I'll have a sandwich. I'll have a pizza or whatever. And you take their order, then you go get it for them and you bring it to them, right? So that's if you want the secret to success to getting started in real estate investing in 2024, any year rather, is figure out the demand. Where are they buying and what are they buying and who is buying this stuff, and then go get it for them. You could call this like reverse wholesaling. Instead of sometimes, you know, people go out and find the deals first. I'm just switching a little bit and saying, go find the buyers first. And I'm going to show you right now. All right, let's say, you know, we're going to go into these zip codes. How do you figure out who the buyers are and what are they buying? And my favorite tool to do this is PropStream. And you can go check out a 7-day free trial at PropStreamJoe.com. But I'm not here to, you know, sell PropStream. I'm just showing you, like, this is one of many tools that you could use to find out who these buyers are and what they're buying, all right? So let's say we're back here in St. Louis County and we see the top zip codes are like 63136. So I'm just going to copy that zip code and I'm going to go to PropStreamJoe.com. I'm going to log in. All right, so here in PropStream, I'm just going to paste that zip code that I'm looking at, 63136. And this is for houses, what we're doing now. And you can see where this is. This is kind of North County, north of St. Louis. This is an area where a lot of landlords will buy properties to rent them out. You get really good cash flow in this area. And I'm going to go right here to filter. I'm going to say owner occupied is no. And there's a couple different things here. I'm going to show you kind of my favorite. I'm just looking for absentee owners. And I'm going to say last sale date 6 months ago. And you can see then 678 transactions from absentee non-owner occupied properties in the last 6 months. But I want to know who are the guys that own a lot of properties already. So I'm going to say minimum number of properties owned is 5. Here we go. There's 401 transactions now. And if I could download all of these into a spreadsheet and I can analyze them, let's just look at this first one here as an example. Specialty underwriting. This must be a huge hedge fund or something because they're based out of Texas. And look at this. If I click linked properties, they own 2,009 properties. This property in particular, they bought it a month ago. It's a 1,000 square foot, 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, and they paid $79,000 for it, all right? That's good to know. We know what they're buying, where they're buying. We know how to contact them. We have their address right here. We can see that they're a very active investor. They own 2,009. You can even scroll down and export this entire spreadsheet to a, you can download this entire thing into a spreadsheet. You can see that they own property in Mississippi, Michigan, New York, Nevada, Oklahoma, Ohio. They own properties all over Alabama, Virginia, all over the country. Very cool. You could even then, if you wanted to, download this whole thing into a spreadsheet and see, all right, of all these people that are buying these homes, which ones have bought the most? This guy This investor here, Growth Holdings LLC, is based out of St. Louis, and they own five other properties. So this might be somebody that is just getting into the business. But this is now, you see here what they're buying, and now if you can know what they're looking for. And when you find a deal in that area, you can contact them and say, hey, I think I got a deal here that's similar to what you've bought before. Would you be interested in getting more information? Okay, so now that you know the top zip codes or the top counties, I'm going to give you three simple ways here to start talking to people and start finding deals in those targeted zip codes, in those targeted areas, okay? And it's real simple. And remember, we were talking before, sales is the million-dollar skill. If you're not good at talking to people yet, you need to learn kind of how to do it because it's really important. And I would just say practice. But the most important thing about this, when you're learning how to talk to people, is just learn to be yourself, all right? And for me, I like to pretend in a certain sense that I have $1 million burning a hole in my pocket and I'm looking for deals. That's it, right? So when I'm talking to people, I'm just asking questions about the property. And I'll ask 10, 20 questions whenever I'm talking to somebody. And that's how you can learn how to get comfortable and talk to people and just pretend like you've got a bunch of money and you're looking to buy some deals. You don't have to sell yourself. You don't have to sell your program, or you're just acting like a buyer who's got some money and you're looking for a property to buy. Does that make sense? So when you kind of have this attitude in yourself, it helps a lot when you're talking to people. So here are three ways that I like to approach talking to people in these areas. Now, let me rewind a little bit too. Whenever I'm talking to somebody in an area, I'm thinking of two major questions that I want to ask them, okay? Number one, I'm looking for a deal. Do you have any deals to sell? Number two is, are you looking for deals? Do you have any deals you're looking to buy? So when I'm talking to a seller, to a landlord, a property manager, a realtor, or another investor, I'm always asking those two questions. So the first place I like to go is Zillow. Look for rentals on Zillow and then affordablehousing.com. It used to be gosection8.com, but if you go to affordablehousing.com. And I like to go to those two places because I can find rental properties and I can find phone numbers. And I'm just going to start calling the landlords and the property managers and asking them, hey, I see your rental property that you have here in this 63136 zip code or whatever. And I'm an investor. I'm looking to buy some deals. You wouldn't have any interest in selling that property, would you? Or do you have any other properties that you're looking to sell? That's it. So I'm calling landlords, property managers, and say, I'm looking for deals. Do you have anything that looks like a beautiful house? Have you ever considered selling it or whatever? The second place I would go would be older listings. And let me just show you how to do that right now on a website called homes.com. All right, so I'm on homes.com right now, and let's switch back to land, and let's look at some of these top counties here, Lee County, Charlotte County, etc. And you can do the same thing for houses, but let's just look at Lee County, Florida. And I'll show you how to do this in a minute with houses as well. But what I'm doing is I'm looking for properties that have been listed for a long time and haven't sold yet. And why haven't they sold yet? It's because the price is too high. They're asking too much money. So let's look here on Lee County. Even though this is a hot market, right? There's a lot of demand here. We're going to find a lot of properties that have had price drops that have been on the market for a long time. So I'm going to select home type, land. I'm going to go to all filters. And I'm going to say, I don't want the expensive properties. Let's look for everything under 100 grand. All right. And then I'm going to go down here to days on market longer than 3 months. And look at that. There are 3,100 vacant lots that have been on the market under 100 grand for longer than 3 months. What if I did longer than 6 months? 2,091 properties that have been on the market longer than 6 months in a really hot market. So what if I just started going through this and calling realtors? So I'm going to sort this by newest. So these are the newest properties that hit the six-month mark. And if I select any one of these, guess what you're going to find? You're going to find the realtor's name and phone number right there, and many times their email address as well. So if you could just go through and talk to, you know, 3, 4, 5 of these realtors every single day, ask them about these properties. This is Alex. There's his phone number. There's his email address. And say, hey, this looks like a nice property. I'm looking to buy some land in the area. Can you tell me about this little property here? Looks like a nice property. Why hasn't it sold yet? Okay. Very simple. The next thing you could do is go find houses that have been on the market for a long time. So let's go into one of these zip codes that we liked before, 63136. Let's go back to homes.com, 63136. Right now, there's only 118 homes for sale currently on the market. Let's go here to all filters, and let's just say days on market longer than 3 months. Here we go. There are 31 properties. Now, this market is still pretty hot, right? If a market hasn't sold yet in 3 months, what does that tell you? It needs a lot of work, probably. and it's overpriced. So let's sort this by newest. Here's a two-bedroom, one-bath home. It's been on the market for 91 days. Had a lot of people looking at it, 23,000 views, and it's on the market for $50,000. You know, this is a property that definitely needs some updating, but it's pretty close to rent ready. Why hasn't it sold yet? Well, they're just asking too much money. So what if you scroll down here? There's Eric's phone number right there, and there's his email address. Call him up and say, hey, my name is Joe. I'm an investor. I'm looking to buy some property. Can you tell me a little bit about this property here? And also you can ask him later, do you have any other properties that might be a good deal that I'm looking to buy? You can represent me, get both sides of the commission, but I pay real generous commissions on any other deals that you bring me. Also, when I'm talking to this agent, I can ask them, do you know of any other buyers that are looking for deals as well? So those are two different ways that you can find deals potentially without spending any money. Go to Zillow, go to affordablehousing.com, look up properties that are listed for rent in these top areas, call the landlords, call the property managers, ask them if the property is for sale. Do they know of any other properties that are for sale? Go to homes.com and then look for older listings that have been on the market for over 3 to 6 months. You can also look for price reductions. If you want to see how to do price reductions as well, let me show you this. From homes.com, we're looking at this one zip code here. If you go to all filters, you can scroll down and you can say, all right, show me any of them that have had a price reduction in the last 30 days. And here are 26 properties that have had price reductions in the last month. And if you open this up, why do they have a price deduction? Well, they haven't been able to sell it because it's overpriced. This one's been on the market 9 days and it's already had a price deduction. Sometimes you can see pricing history. Okay, there you go, right there. The price history, it had only been on the market a week and they already reduced the price $10,000, 8%. So maybe there's something going on with the seller where he's motivated and they're ready to sell quickly. Okay, and I'm going to give you now the third way to find motivated sellers' deals. I want you to go network, start networking and calling and talking to other investors and wholesalers that are already doing deals in the counties and the areas that you're interested in. Look for other wholesalers that are, you know, actively doing marketing, and you can find them in Facebook groups and large forums like Bigger Pockets. You can go find other investors that are currently advertising properties for sale by owner on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace, and just start calling them and asking them questions like, hey, I'm looking for deals. Do you have anything? Do you have any deals like maybe some old leads that you need some help following up with? I can follow up with your old leads and you can pay me a few thousand dollars out of any deal that I pull out of your old leads, okay? I know if somebody were to call me, and I'm not saying do this yourself, but if somebody were to call me and say, hey, Joe, do you have a bunch of old leads? I'll call them all for you for free and I'll follow up with them and you just pay me out of any deals, then yeah, I would do that. Who would say no to that, right? So again, as you're talking to these landlords or these investors, these other wholesalers that have old leads, or you're just calling people that are advertising whether properties that you know are wholesale deals, you're asking those same two questions, right? Hey, I'm looking for deals. Do you have anything? And then you ask them, are you looking to buy any deals yourself? Are you looking for any deals to buy? Guess what happens when you start talking to enough people? If you're talking to 5 people a day and you keep on asking those two questions, you know what? Eventually, you're going to find somebody that has a deal they want to sell and you're going to find somebody else that has a deal they want to buy. Boom, there you go. Now you find a deal, you found a buyer, and you bring them together. That's wholesaling 101. And you can do that for land, houses, residential, commercial. That's all it is. It's getting on this phone. This is not a 100-pound cactus, all right? This is a phone. And if you're not on this phone, you're not making money. So if you're just getting started, that's what I would do. I would start networking. I would start talking to 5 people a day and asking them those two questions. Are you looking to buy any deals? Are you looking to sell any deals right now? Okay, so that's all I got for now. Listen, if you want to see me do this stuff live, I have a 3-hour workshop where I pull back the curtain. Go to joemccall.com/Saturday and you're going to watch me actually pick a market with you guys. And I'm going to go into that market. We're going to find out who the buyers are. We're going to start a marketing campaign for sellers. We're going to start calling realtors. We're going to start making offers. So join me on my next Saturday workshop at joemccall.com/Saturday. We'll see you.